The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should consider obtaining independent advice before making any financial decisions.
G'day, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garimpero columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers Podcast. Today we're catching up with Paul Summers. Paul is chairman of WA Goldfields Explorer, Taurian Resources. Taurian trades under the code TNR, or Tango November Romeo to be sure. It last traded at 1.4 cents, giving it a market cap of about $10 million. So there's lots of leverage to exploration upside with this one. Taurian has two main areas of focus. First up there is the Mount Sterling project near Leonora, and it's hard up against the King of the Hills gold mine owned by Red 5, which has outlined a 4.1 million ounce and growing gold resource. Then down Kalgoorlie way, there's the Mount Munger project, where Taurian has been doing some neat work recovering and reinterpreting historical data, historical drill core, to come up with a myriad of new targets. Like Mount Sterling, Mount Munger is hard up against the Daisy mining complex owned by Silver Lake. Outside of Mount Sterling and Mount Munger, Taurian has a joint venture with Dampier Gold on the prolific Zaluka Shear to the west of Kalgoorlie, which is home to Evolution's Frog's Leg and White Foil gold deposits and Northern Star's East Kundana joint venture. For more of that, you can see there is lots to talk about today with Paul. So I'm going to say g'day to Paul and welcome him to the podcast. Hi, Paul, and thanks for your time today.
Good morning, Barry.
Well, if we could start out by getting a bit of a rundown on your background in the industry and when you came on board at the company.
Sure, Barry. I've been a legal practitioner for some 35 years. I started in the resources sector as a junior practitioner. And over the years, I've come in and out of the resources industry, assisting generally junior explorers until 2005, when I took a position in respect of three public companies that were undertaking mineral exploration in Kyrgyzstan.
Right.
From that time, I also commenced working for a group that had formed a public, unlisted public company by the name of Cascade Resources. After that, after some time, morphed into Taurian.
All right. Interesting background there. The operating in WA must be a bit of a snack compared to Kyrgyzstan, I imagine.
I miss the travel. It was a very interesting experience walking through the country of Kyrgyzstan. I learned a lot. That was mainly with uranium and cold seam gas at the time.
Right, okay. Now, I mentioned Taurian has a lot on the go, so let's break it down a bit. Mount Sterling, great location and a small historic resource in the bag. What have you got there and what's the forward plan?
Yeah, we're very excited about Mount Sterling. And when we refer to Mount Sterling, it's named the Mount Sterling Project, but it actually is quite a large area, and you may see in our announcements that we also refer to diorite, and possibly you may see in some of our announcements an area called Mount Cutmore. We group them all together as the Sterling Project.
Right.
Very large piece of ground. We're very excited with what we're finding out there, and we are about to commence, as we've announced, a substantial drilling program. What we're suffering a little bit from at the moment, as most West Australian explorers are, is personnel and equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But we have secured a rig, which are the same drillers that we previously used at Mount Sterling. We're hoping to substantially upgrade that resource, and that's our strong desire, as most junior explorers would have the same desire. And we really would be looking forward to commencing a mining operation in purely on the Mount Sterling tenement in the 2021 year.
Right. Would that be a toll treatment sort of operation initially?
It will be, and we're lucky with Mount Sterling on the Mount Sterling tenement that the majority of the resource is very close to surface with very little overburden. So there is the possibility of undertaking a fairly inexpensive operation. But, you know, the biggest challenge for companies in Leonora at the moment is milling capacity.
Mm.
And we haven't secured milling capacity as yet. We are talking to parties, but there has been nothing definitive decided yet.
No, these sort of gold prices, the whole sector lights up, of course. So, getting ore into a plant on a toll treatment operation does come with challenges. But I was just wondering, apart from the existing resource there, obviously your ambition is beyond just a simple toll treating operation. Ideally, you would find something big up there.
Yes, we're having a really, really good look at it. And we're hoping that the company's focus will remain in the Leonora area for some years to come. And it's certainly our intention to thoroughly explore the Sterling Project, as we call it.
Mm. The history there dates back many years, I imagine. I was just wondering, there's some big, very big deposits around there, of course. Are there any analogies that can be drawn from some of the targets with known deposits in the region?
There is. Certainly our new director draws an analogy not only with mines in the Leonora area, but also from his own area of expertise in Alaska. He thinks the structures are fairly common for the Leonora area, but also they appear in the area where he is currently working.
Right. And is that Dale Schultz we're talking about?
That's correct. Dale has been a consultant advisor for some time, and the board has recently decided to appoint him as a director. Mm-hmm. And his input's been very valuable.
Right. Director of what, exploration? Or
Yes, that's correct.
Mm. Okay. Now, perhaps if we could just get a feel for the forward drilling program there. Is the drilling underway now, or it's about to start? Or
it is about to start. Our two areas of focus in this program will be the diorite area, where we recently undertook some rock chip sampling that brought some encouraging results.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to return to the Mount Sterling tenement and further attempt to expand that resource.
Right. Okay, just on that rock chip sampling you were talking about, that's where you were getting some very high grades, I think.
Yes, that's correct.
More than 21 grams of gold, it says here, and 73 grams near the Diorite King mine.
That's correct. And there is historically been some great recoveries in the area. There's the well-known Little Wonder mine in that area. And it's a very prospective area, and we're quite excited about it.
Mm. Given the interest in gold generally, obviously, but where the location of the tenements are and the prolific nature of the region, I was just wondering, are you getting people knocking on the door saying, do you want some help there, or you're going to plan to do it all by yourselves?
We have had a lot of approaches of late, and that includes a lot of our other ground. I was interested in your introduction, and probably you fall short in respect of some of the additional ground that the company has.
Mm.
And because of the company's focus in the Leonore area, we are always entertaining the idea of talking to parties in respect of our other ground and the opportunity for a joint venture or farm-in relationships.
I think all up, the company's probably got, 400 square kilometres in the goldfields all up, roughly?
It does. And I'll go back to your introduction. One of the areas which wasn't covered was the Malcolm area. We have the Malcolm and Calypso areas, which are currently under an option agreement, which has been announced. We are hopeful that the option will be taken up in the not too distant future.
Mm-hmm.
The company had to go through a period of consolidation. It was under previous management known to hold a very, very large amount of ground.
Mm-hmm.
However, going forward, it would have been very difficult to be able to maintain the expenditure obligations on such a vast area. So we've been quite strategic in trying to dispose of our tenements in the best possible way, mm-hmm. so that we can more focus on our key areas. And probably, as you correctly said, our key areas would be the Mount Munga Wombola area, the Leonora, Mount Stirling area. And we've also got two other areas, which is down in the Coolgardie-Kalgoorlie area, a small location known as Bonnyvale, and also our Gibraltar tenements. The two of those together, we're also looking at possibly doing something with.
Mm. Yeah, so you've got a lot to work with, that's for sure. Mount Munga, interesting one. I mentioned in the introduction the review of historic drill core from the projects, throwing up a myriad of new prospects. Can you just run through the history there and what's behind this review?
We haven't had actually the ground for that long, interestingly. Mm. But we actually started to draw our attention, the new management started to draw its attention to that area because of the approaches that were being made by various parties. And we're obviously reluctant to deal on any of our ground without knowing, in fact, what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we started commencing a desktop study, of which you're now seeing fairly regular announcements. There is a vast amount of historical data. There has been a very substantial amount of exploration and mining in the area. And as you correctly pointed out, Silver Lake have been very active around us and also on some of the ground that we now hold.
Mm. Is there any estimate of just how much drill core there is to be reassessed in the modern era?
No, not at the present time, but we are probably getting to that point mm-hmm. in the fairly near future.
And where you're finding it, it's here, there and everywhere, or are we talking pure desktop, or are we talking stuff in core sheds?
No, pure desktop. The information that we're recovering at the moment is all from the department.
Mm-hmm.
And there is so much of it, it's just taking quite a period of time to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because with Stirling doing a desktop study as well as our own drilling program and reviewing historical drilling, we also have come across a drilling program that we had not previously, or the current management was not previously aware of. And we're in the process of having that digitally interpreted and incorporated into the whole Stirling project.
Hmm.
And that drilling program has got some quite encouraging results.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, really. So some of this information you're gleaning would be the results were interesting enough back in the day, but throw forward to today when you've got $2,700 an ounce Australian gold, casts the results in totally different light, I guess.
Well, that's right. You know, you start playing with your cutoff grades because because you know, the price has just made everything much more attractive. And you know, I go back to the milling of Mount Stirling. Previously, when we did an analysis on the small resource that we had out there, it was still on the price of gold. 18 months ago, it was viable for us to still truck the material down to the mills in the Kalgoorlie area. So, you know, that's obviously much more available to us now than it was in the past.
Okay. And I guess we should, I mentioned Zuleika project area over to the west of Kalgoorlie there.
So we have a joint venture with Dampier. Dampier have what we call Zuleika and Credo. They have completed a initial drilling program at Credo. I understand they intend to return, and they have just completed a drilling program on some of the Zuleika tenements, and we're awaiting those results. It's a very, very vast project. The company was quite happy to enter into a joint venture and relieve itself of the responsibility of the holding costs, which are around 800 odd thousand a year. So so we welcomed Dampier's the introduction to Dampier and their undertaking of the joint venture.
Right. And the what are the general terms of the joint venture? They're earning X percent?
Yeah, in Zuleika, they have got the opportunity of earning up to 75%. And at Credo, they have the opportunity of earning up to 50%. And the expenditure periods are over, if I recall, a four-year period, of which 1 year, they're about halfway through.
Okay. And as far as we know, they're well-funded for the push?
So far, they are funded, and as I said, they've just finished a program in the past weeks.
Right, okay. That's a nice point to pivot into how what's Taurian's funding position at the moment. You recently completed oversubscribed rights issue, I understand.
Yes, we the rights issue was very well received. We were somewhat shocked at the support we had. It's pointless going into the total of the oversubscription, but it was many, many more times what we were seeking.
So you had to send checks back, did you?
We did. We sent sent a lot of checks back. I'm sure there's a few people that are disgruntled on receiving their checks back, but that's the way it is. But yeah, we did take a million in oversubscriptions, and we could have taken much more, but at these prices, there was really no point.
Well, it was a rights issue, so open to everyone. Much more preferable from my viewpoint, anyway, than the a lot of the placements we see put away, and you wonder, well, what about the existing shareholders?
Yeah, we would really like to go forward on the basis of not having to go back to shareholders, and we're looking at, you know, all opportunities of doing that.
Okay. So I think we've covered, obviously, we can't cover everything today, but I was just wondering if you could give investors a feel what they should be looking out for in the months ahead from Taurian.
Yeah, I think the two things to focus on, as you probably did in your introduction, is the work that we're going to take out at the Mount Munger Wombola area, and we may not do that alone, but the intention is that we maintain a substantial position in that area. And I think the main focus for intending shareholders and existing shareholders would be the work we undertake in the Leonore area. We are also keen to acquire additional ground around us, and talking to people in that regard. We're getting quite excited about the upcoming drilling program, and hope that the results reflect that excitement.
Right, okay. Well, there we go, folks. As I mentioned earlier, very lightly capitalised for given the ground positions and the locations. and the exploration upside potential. So one to watch in the coming months. So with that, I'm going to say thanks for your time today and all the best with it.
Thanks, Barry, and keep on watching our announcements.
Will do.